Penguin Random House Audio presents Filled with Fire and Light, Portraits and Legends from the Bible, Talmud, and Hasidic World by Elie Wiesel, edited and with an introduction by Alan Rosen, read for you by Asaf Cohen. Introduction by Alan Rosen. The present volume consists of adaptations from 9 public lectures that were not included in the 7 collections that appeared during Elie Wiesel's lifetime. Wiesel focused in his lectures on the study of Jewish tradition, on Torah in the broader sense of the word, the Bible, the Talmud, Hasidism, and related topics. For Wiesel, study of any kind was a celebration, and Torah-centered study was a celebration of a special sort. Moreover, one of the frequent subjects of the lectures, Hasidism and Hasidic masters, emphasized celebration as an essential dimension of Jewish life. The fact that Wiesel was himself a Hasid guided his inspired, almost song-filled approach to study and life. Such an emphasis may seem to fly in the face of Wiesel's dedication to the memory of the Holocaust, but in truth, it went hand in hand with his commitment. As he often said, "How can I oppose death if not by celebrating life?" Every word of every lecture, celebrating study in general, study of the Torah in particular, and above all, the precious nature of life, thus served as the necessary counterpart to Wiesel's unflinching loyalty to Holocaust memory. Wiesel began giving his public lectures in 1967 at the 92nd Street Y in New York City and at several venues in Paris. A decade later, in 1976, he began teaching and lecturing at Boston University as well. At the Y, he gave 4 lectures a year. Eventually, most likely because of increasing commitments, these were whittled down to 1 per year. His final lecture was delivered at the Y in November 2014. Over time, Wiesel experimented with the format of the lectures. Sometimes it was an interview conducted by a friend or colleague. Sometimes a question and answer session with the audience. Sometimes he would focus on a theme as opposed to an individual. On a few memorable occasions, he would sing selections from his favorite Hasidic melodies. His goal was essentially to convey his messages of hope, memory, and the joy of study. To begin anew and to begin again were among Wiesel's recurring motifs, an exacting standard that appeared to push him toward greater heights of achievement and a passion for innovation. This principle likely inspired his experiments with diverse lecture formats, approaches, and material in search of the most effective mode of expression. The lectures were a premier forum for Wiesel's teaching, the vocation that, along with that of witness, meant most to him. In time, he would become a classroom teacher, but the lecture hall was his first regular teaching arena and lasted almost until the end of his life. In 1972, Wiesel published his first collection of lectures, Souls on Fire, Portraits and Legends of Hasidic Masters. His next collection, Messengers of God, Biblical Portraits and Legends, published in 1976, focused on figures from the Bible. Later collections, Sages and Dreamers, 1991, and Wise Men and Their Tales, 2003, added Talmudic personalities to the mix, placing these 3 strands of Jewish tradition side by side. The present volume is modeled on its predecessors in both form and spirit. The nature of these narratives is uniquely Wiesel's, that of biographical portraits and legends. Each recounts significant events from the life of a biblical personage, Talmudic sage, or Hasidic master, whose contribution to the Jewish experience has been profound, distinctive, exemplary, and eternal. In some cases, the details of his subject's life are fairly well known. In others, they are obscure. From a multitude of sources, Wiesel culls facts, legends, incidents, and anecdotes, distilling reams of information on his subject's family and friends, teachers and students, obsessions and antipathies. His purpose is not simply to set down biographical data, but to show why it is important for us, today, now, to become acquainted with these extraordinary figures from the past. In telling the stories of spiritual giants, Wiesel wants to inspire us in our own quests for knowledge, in our own efforts to experience unbounded compassion for others, informing our own bold visions for the future of the Jewish people, in resolving to live a meaningful life after suffering immense personal loss or witnessing collective catastrophe. Wiesel's portraits often highlight how an individual acting alone can make a difference. In chapters that feature pairs of protagonists, for example, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, tradition has linked the greatness of one sage with that of the other. This enables Wiesel to delve into the special and complex type of friendship that exists between such formidable personalities. His insights come as no surprise to those of us privileged to have known him. He was blessed with a great capacity to nurture friendships. In two of the chapters here, Wiesel takes a somewhat different approach. In God and the Torah, he acknowledges the impossibility of rendering a portrait of God, the one being, as he puts it, who will forever remain invisible. And so he proceeds instead by way of inference, hint, and suggestion. Satan in Ancient Memories gives Wiesel the opportunity to reflect on the problem of evil in its subtler, if no less manifold, dimensions. It was a subject with which he was, of course, personally familiar, but one that he also explored through his constant review of the classic sources of Jewish wisdom. Time and again in these pages, Wiesel digresses to ponder and celebrate the greatness of studying these essential sources of Jewish life and teaching. The Torah, he writes, is not in heaven, but here, on earth. Not among the angels, but among human beings. It is up to us to appropriate it, study it, comment on it, and interpret its eternal message. The Talmud, he says, is nothing less than a remedy against loneliness and absurdity. Wiesel regularly reminds us why these teachings matter so much to him, and in so doing, he conveys his hope that they will matter to us as well. Where are you? This is a question that appears frequently in this book. Whether it is God addressing the fallen Adam, Rabbi Yochanan crying out for Resh Lakish, or Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi peering into the heart of his Russian jailer, the meaning is the same. How far along are you? How far along are we in fulfilling the purpose of our own lives and the lives of those of our generation? What have we done, and what are we doing with the days granted us? I think it is fair to say that for Elie Wiesel, these were questions not only to be asked, but also to be lived. From the Bible. Elisha, the perfect disciple. The man is strange, elusive, complex, full of contradictions. Why is he so severe one day and so affectionate the next? Which principle governs his existence? A man of faith, is he a carrier of hope or of punishment? Is he dominated by rage or by love? He astonishes us by his humanity as much as by his inflexibility. Can he be understood by us always? Does he understand himself? How is one to reconcile the kindness he shows a barren woman and the tenderness he demonstrates toward a lifeless boy with his apparent cruelty to other living children? Of course, he is a prophet, and prophets do not seek to be understood or admired. All they want is to be obeyed. They teach by example. They follow God's words. Why shouldn't people follow theirs? People rarely understand what a prophet expects of them, nor does he understand what God wants of him, but he remains obedient, always. Is Elisha, son of Shaphat, my favorite prophet? As with the great Hasidic masters whose souls were sent down to put ours on fire, all of the prophets are my favorite, but one at a time. When I evoke Isaiah, the prince of the prophets, it is he whom I most admire. But when I tell of Jeremiah's witness, it is he whose inspiration I seek. Each time I am drawn to a prophet, whether because of the majesty of his language or the intensity of his vision, he becomes the melodious center of my inner landscape. Since Moses, the prophets have shaped the lives of the Jewish people by influencing their practices as well as their dreams. Some distinguished themselves through fear, others through hope. Some felt their mission was to disturb, others to console. What do they have in common? They allow the human being to be sovereign and speak truth to power. For them, truth matters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?